Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I put an order in, but I have not received my package yet.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
50438.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Jennifer Ekman.
Thank you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
1115 Front Street, Garner, Iowa, 50438.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account. I'm still here. My system is just moving very slowly. Okay, wait, here we go. So on November 26th, you placed the order for the Crusette where you paid for shipping and handling, which was $5.74. Okay, so let's see.
And there was $67 some taken out for a pot.
Yes, it seems like it was a sweepstakes to win that Crusette where you had, if you wasn't billed within, I'm sorry, if you didn't receive it in 2 days, you were billed in full for that entry, which was $67.32. That's why you got billed on November 30th. It was stated in the terms and conditions that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel, or you'll be billed in full.
So it was a sweepstakes. Not product.
Yes, ma'am. It was a chance to win it. And if you didn't win it, you were billed for that item.
Oh, see, that's wrong. So I was scammed.
Well, it was stated under the terms and conditions upon signing up for it.
So
but
I
do see
scammed.
How you can feel that way.
Yeah, that's a scam. That's a scam.
But
I
can go
been...
ahead and cancel this account out for you, so that way you won't receive any more reoccurring charges.
Yeah, close that out because that's a scam. I did not receive any product.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to do so.
I was told I was a winner.
Yes, ma'am. Some of the ads are misleading.
They
but
are,
just
because that's a scam.
Okay, so please allow me just a brief moment to cancel this account out for you and get that cancellation number. Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am. I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
What I'm going to do is call my lawyer, and I'm going to contact you guys over the $67.
Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, I am getting a pen.
Okay.
And then you guys are going to be receiving a notice, since I'm not going to be receiving a, unless you plan on returning my money.
Okay, so the 6732, those charges are valid due to those terms and conditions being there upon signing up for it. But what I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund on that 6732.
You're going to be giving me the whole thing back because this is a scam. I didn't receive any product because it said I was a winner and that all I needed to do was get the $5.20.
Okay, so allow me a brief moment to see what we can do for you. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund on that 6732 because those charges are valid and it was stated under the terms and conditions.
But it also said I was a winner. So
yes, ma'am. Some of the sites are misleading. I do apologize about that, but
that site is very misleading because it said winner. Winner.
Yes, ma'am. But it was stated under the terms and conditions.
Because it's a scam. Because I did not receive any product. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. So the excuse me, the terms and conditions stated that with not receiving the product within 2 days, you'll be billed in full.
Oh. Give me the 50%, but I swear to God, if you guys ever contact me with this scam again, I will be calling my lawyer, and he will be ruthless about it. This is a scam that can be definitely pursued in court.
Yes, ma'am. So allow me. I do apologize. Allow me a brief moment.
It's not necessary. My money back completely would be the appropriate thing to do.
Yes, ma'am.
This
so allow.
Scam.
Yes, ma'am. So allow me a brief moment to get you this refund issue back to you and also
mm-hmm.
that cancellation code. So 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Yep.
Okay, so I did get that 50% refund issue back out to you. Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yep.
Okay, so that cancellation is C as in Charlie, 262-932-862.
And your name?
Shawnee.
Sunny, like the day, Sunny?
No, Shawnee. S-H-A-N-I.
All right. Girl, I'm so sorry that you have to do this, but what's your last name?
I'm sorry. I'm only able to give my first name.
Okay. Your company?
We are a third-party call center that handles many different products.
Yeah. What's the company that this is affiliated with?
So it would be the name that's on your bill.
And what is that?
Well, right now I'm only showing the Crusette.
What's the company name on the Crusette?
Let me see if there's a link attached to it. 1 second. But you shouldn't receive any more reoccurring charges because your account has been completely canceled. And I did issue you out that refund.
What is the refund?
The refund was around $33.66.
Is there a charge on this $33.66 for refund?
I'm sorry?
Is there a charge for the refund?
Well, that was the refund. The $33.66 was the refund from the $67.32. That was 50%.
You have a manager, supervisor.
Yes, ma'am, and we do all follow the same protocols.
What is his name?
My supervisor?
Yep.
My supervisor name is Crystal.
I think you need to find new employment. This is a scam center.
Yes, ma'am, but it was stated under the terms and conditions upon signing up for that item.
It also
is there
said
any...
I was a...
Yes, ma'am. Is... Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
What is your phone number?
Well, we have many different phone numbers.
Yes, that's called a scam center, right?
No, ma'am. We are a third-party call center that handles many different products, so we have many different numbers.
Uh-huh.
But is there anything else that I can help you with on today?
Yep, find a new job.